Oh, you're here. Welcome to another episode of the Favor Ojika podcast. I've got something for you today, a very sweet story. Now, picture this. You're a kid and it feels like the grown-ups around you are there, but they are not there when it matters the most. You ever feel that way? I remember being that kid, you know, wishing my parents and the adults in my life would show up for the things that really meant something to me, even if they seemed small, fickle, or just plain stupid. Well, today's episode is all about that journey. Let's see, I'm calling it The Power of Showing Up. And it's actually a peek into my own story. A story that's a shout out to the strength we all have inside. So, grab a snack, get comfortable, and join me as we deep dive into this journey together. I promise it'll be worth it. In case you're lost, this is the Favor Ojika podcast, and today is all about showing up. So let's get started. Hey you. Welcome to another episode of the Favor Ojika podcast. I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. As usual, my name is Favor Ojika and I'm your host. I have a lot of things that I want to tell you today. The most recent one is this story that I had to think about as a kid. Think about as an adult about that one time when I was a kid. I hope that makes sense. Anyway, I'm very excited to share this part or this story with you, so don't go anywhere. Once we come back, you'll be hearing all about it. So I just randomly opened my Instagram and I saw a video of a man crying. And I also follow this podcast called The Man Enough Podcast. And I know for some of you that are listening might just find this weird. Like, why are you listening to The Man Enough Podcast? It's just geared towards men. I feel like the idea of that podcast, very quick segue, is to break down what masculinity looks like. And being masculine, living in a world where you have a lot of male and female people, you know, understanding that yourself as a man and your role kind of helps you in your relationships. If you're a father, it helps you be a better father. It helps you understand your feelings as a person first so that you can go ahead and, you know, just be a better human being in general. And I felt like it's a very powerful podcast because for me, it's like hearing from a male perspective because I grew up in an environment where feeling your feelings and talking about your feelings is not the number one thing on our list. We are looking for how to like literally survive. In fact, talking about survival as a human being didn't become a thing for me until I think I moved to this part of the world and I started, you know, growing and, you know, evolving as an adult for me to say, okay, you know what, this is okay. Anyways, part of the reason why I listened to that podcast, a very quick segue, is for me to understand the male perspective and for me to know enough to encourage the male figures in my life that it is okay for them to feel their feelings too. I also listen to a lot of female podcasts as well, but in the spirit of understanding that I live in a world where, you know, there are lots of men. I hope to be married to a man one day. I need to also understand part of what they are thinking, encourage them to also express themselves, or rather support them through that journey when the time comes, and how to be vulnerable, embrace what it is to be a man in all its entirety, and also use my position as a woman to support them through that process. Anyway, that was a very, very long-winded response. But I was following that podcast, and I think you guys should definitely check it out. It's called The Man Enough Podcast. And I saw one of their posts on Instagram where this man was crying. And at first I was just like, why is he crying? I mean, yeah, we're supporting people, but like, I don't understand what is going on here. And this man was like, I know you Pasi me express this emotion, but let me show you why. I saw a video of kids looking for their parents in the audience, and that just made me cry and made me very emotional. And then he played the videos of little kids, you know, either in their school plays, you know, mostly in school, looking for their parents in the audience. And the minute they saw somebody that they could relate to, or somebody that was their parent, mom, dad, friend, brother, sister, they just lit up. And that really tugged at my heart so much, because I remember being a kid and there were times where I needed my parents to be in the audience too. And I feel like that got me thinking. So I'm going to say this a little lightly. I have great parents. I have amazing people that did their best as parents, still doing their best as parents based on the information that they have and with what they knew. So I feel like it's now as an adult that, you know, I'm walking through that process of breaking down some of the stereotypes I had in my head, trying to talk through certain scenarios for me to understand why they did some of the things that they did better. Now, with that being said, there were times in my life as a kid that I wish I had just a little bit more. Not because my parents went out of their way to abandon me. Nope, that was not the case. But there were times where I felt like some of the things that mattered to me as a kid was not really seen as important enough. And so I just had to deal with it. Okay, and I'll give you guys a very quick example. I remember being very active. I've always been an active kid. When it comes to, you know, plays, debates, you know, I've performances were my thing, you know, school dances and all that stuff. But there were times in my head where I thought, as much as I loved it, I couldn't do it as much, because at the back of my head, my mom's voice would be like, you're here spending all your time doing all this nonsense when your mates are coming first in class. Do you understand? There were times where my mom would show up for some things, but because it wasn't important enough, or something she deemed important enough, because there were performances, there were, you know, things that were not academic, point blank period, it wasn't deemed important enough. Okay, especially, you know, primary school, secondary school, junior secondary. But there were few times she would show up. My dad did not again, he would not show up, but maybe he would encourage my mom to show up, but he didn't sit down there for that long. Like, again, he might have his reasons, but he wasn't there, you know. He didn't think it was, he knew about those things happening, but he just didn't see it important enough for him to physically be there. He didn't think that his presence meant anything. But for me as a kid, it meant a lot to me. But after a while, not seeing them there, I started growing that independence of, it's fine. That means I would, you know, yeah, I would just do me regardless. It would have meant a lot for them to have, for me to have that support of my parents, obviously. But no, it wasn't a thing. My mom was so focused on the academic. My dad too was also focused on the academic. And I wasn't like failing, but because I wasn't coming top of my class at the time, it was a thing of concern. And for them, their reason for me not coming top of my class for them was because I was too distracted doing other things that I loved, that I enjoyed. There was no encouragement for balance, right? And I remember in secondary school, I'll never forget this, my graduation. In fact, visiting days, I can only count how many times off the top of my fingers I saw my parents come for my visiting day. It became almost a norm. And so I cherished the people that did show up for me at the time. I had an uncle that would travel all the way from Abuja to Minna at the time when all my family members moved to Abuja. In fact, even before they moved to Abuja, nobody came for my visiting day. My mom came a few times, but it wasn't something that I was expected. It was always a surprise. And I loved it because, you know, even though, I didn't know when next it was going to happen. So I always loved it when it happened. But during visiting days, I see other people's kids. Their mom will come. Their father will come. Their grandma will come. Their grandparents will come. Their aunts will come. Their sisters will come. They will all sit down. They will eat. They will laugh. They will give them money. They will give them provisions. And then they'll go back to their hostels. And I will just stand from afar and I will be so jealous. And I'll feel so... There was always that joy for somebody to come and call you. Oh God, I'm about to cry. I'm about to cry. Hi. There was always that joy when somebody comes to the hostel and calls you and said, Fifo Chika, they've come for you. I'd be very excited, you know? But most times it wasn't necessarily the case. Or sometimes when somebody did come for me, it was towards the end. And, you know, that would make me... you guys. Come on, I'm a hard girl. That would make me super excited, you know, that at least somebody came for me. I'm crying because the one person that consistently showed up in his own way, even though now a lot of things have happened, but I actually try my best not to forget how he was there for me at the time, my uncle. But that's a conversation for another day. But sorry, I got distracted, you guys. Like, he was there, and I feel like when my folks moved to Abuja, my mom appreciated more that he could do that for me. And I you know, my love for him grew even more because he was the family that did show up for me. And there were some other family members that would come once in a while for me too. You know, family friends that would come and bring some food, but it didn't feel the same, you know? It didn't feel the same like having my own family members there. And so, for the longest time, I had to struggle just a little bit with abandonment. But I did not, I was almost forced to get over it, if that makes sense. Like, I was almost forced to grow up even faster. I was almost forced to grow that independence, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but the human side of me, or having to tell someone that was less than 12 years old, you know, or sorry, I lied, less than 15 years old at the time, almost done with secondary school, you know, your early teenage years, you're 13, 14, almost 15, to get over it, you know, there's just that attachment that you wish you had. But I had to deal with it. And after a while, I felt, you know, I stopped caring as much. I had to grow a thick skin, or not show my emotions or wear it on my sleeves. But when I did see other families come for them, I'm just like, I used to be very jealous. I'm like, wow, I wish this was what happened for me. I'll say it in my head, obviously. I won't say it out loud, but, you know. Or I comfort myself with the fact that there were some other people on campus that did not even have anybody that showed up for them at all, you know. So I had to learn to grow a thick skin, one, and I also had to learn to be grateful for what I did have at the moment. There were some visiting days that nobody would come, and, you know, it wasn't a big deal. Maybe my mom would send somebody later to bring money for me, or my dad. I wish I had the opportunity to, for some people to show up for me. And that's why in little ways, I try to be that person I wish I had for my siblings. I try to show up for them in that way because I didn't really have anybody. Oh God, I'm about to cry again. Ooh, Jesus Christ. I never thought this would make me any... I'm so grateful to God that this is not video. I'm talking so fast because I'm trying to get through these tears. Jesus. I try to show up for them because I just wanted to be that person that I never really got in that way. But seeing that video today made me bawl my eyes out. I was just like, sir, I get it. I get it. Me too. The only thing I could take out of this is to be that person that whoever it is in my life needs, be it my kids, my future partner, my friends, my family members, or those I care about, be the person that they need, or create that space where they feel like they can express what they need from me. Not perfect by any chance, but just trying to, you know, do that and also be the person that I need for myself too. No man is an island. I don't know if somebody has actually gone through this. I just want to encourage you that you're not alone. You might not really understand what you're going through right now or why you're expressing yourself in several ways. It might be due to the fact that you've had some sort of abandonment issue, like you have maybe dealt with it in some sort of way, and that is affecting some of the relationships that you have now, and you don't even know about it until you actually touch on that and talk through it and kind of release that part of yourself just a little bit. Acknowledge that it's something. And then I feel like from there you could start dealing with, oh, how do I respond to things like this? Why am I like this? You start to deal with like the root cause of it. And you just move on, you know? You take it easy with yourself. You give yourself some grace and then you just try to move on and just be better. You can't change what has happened, but you can try to influence what will happen. But yeah, I just felt to share that. This episode was going to be called something else. But I think the power of showing up should be an appropriate episode topic. Show up for the people around you. Show up in your own way. Show up in the way that they would need you to show up for them. If you're your parents in the house, please show up for your kids. If not, they will just turn out to be broken adults that, you know, never really took care of the kid in them. I hope that makes sense. But yeah, show up for people. Please show up for people as much as you can. And show up for yourself too. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for rocking with me. 2023 has been a very decent year for me. And I'm hoping that next year will be good as well. Before I start saying my goodbyes, please do not forget to like this podcast, share with your friends. I have amazing content coming up. I'm in the process of producing them right now, so hopefully keep your fingers crossed. More is coming, I promise you. But yeah, send your voice notes, let me know what you could relate to on this podcast. And I'll see you guys in my next episode. Please do not forget to always, always let love lead. And I'll definitely see you in my next episode. Bye.